us to get into the message concerning who we really are. In the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, you find Jesus, he's taken the disciples into Caesarea Philippi. And when they come into Caesarea Philippi, Jesus stops the 12 and he wants to talk to them and just kind of introduce himself. They've been walking with him for a while, but they don't know who he is. And that's the way it is in religion. Religion has been walking with God for a while, but they really haven't caught on to who he is. He's not the man upstairs. He's not the good master. You're walking with him religiously, but not really understanding who he is and what he's walking with you to cause you to turn into. Because he's only walking with you to transform you so that you can understand the kingdom of God and so that you can be a citizen of the kingdom. I don't hear anybody. He's not just walking with you so you can be a part of a denomination. He's not walking with you so that you can give credit to your pastor. He's walking with you so that you can see who he is and find out more about him than you've ever known so you can become who you've never been. Some of y'all got the nerve to think that you're already matured into everything that God has called you to because you shake your voice when you talk about God. Yeah, I know Jesus and he talks to me every day, but have you got the revelation yet? Have you really, just because he's talking to you don't mean you heard him. I don't hear nobody. Because you remember when you were growing up and your mother spoke to you. She was talking to you, but you didn't pay no attention. Amen. Because if you pay attention, it'll transform you. And that's why God has us on this journey with him and he with us, so that he can transform us and make us into the creature, the image, the likeness of him that we have never been before. And that's where I want to go. So God is bombarding me with all of these messages. He is bombarding me with these messages about the changing and the transforming of the image. So I'm giving it to you every week as he's giving it to me, because I want us to grow as a church. My job is to cause you to hear him and to realize who you are supposed to be and really travail until you become that. Yeah, a church full of people that have the right credentials. Understand, that's what I want, that's my text today. Credentials. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew 16, Jesus stops and talks to his 12. They've been walking throughout the region, the terrain, and he's been doing miracles and He's been showing off, showing the true power of who he is and why he came. But he's got 12 people that have the wrong impression. They're looking for position and not purpose. Man, I could really preach on that event. I could preach on that. People that are with God looking for position and not real purpose. We've got a whole entire religious body full of people looking for position and elevation so that they can walk around being impotent, and they really are impotent. Amen. Because they want the chain, they want the collar, they want the credential, but you don't want the creator. Because when you have the creator and understand who he is, he credentials you. I am not saying that you don't need to go through whatever wranglings you need to go through in order to gain the proper position. I'm not saying that the position is not important. What I'm telling you is, when the position becomes more important than the purpose, then you've got a problem. And that's where we are in Christendom. The position has more importance than the purpose, and Christendom has the problem. And now we've got to get back on track. God help me. We've got to get back on track and understand that that cross and that collar, it means servitude, not imperial position. If you're going to wear that cross and if you're going to wear that collar, better be ready to bow down low and serve people, wash people's feet. Yeah, you better be ready. If you want to do that pomp and circumstance and get the cincture and the cassock and the staff, if you want all that stuff, that is not a place. That's not a place of imperial pomp and circumstance. That doesn't seat you above the people. It causes you to bow down low before the people. I must tell the truth, even if I get in trouble for doing it. We got to understand and get the right balance in this thing called the church. Jesus said, if you don't let me wash your feet, and I'm the Savior of the world, if you don't let me wash your feet, you have no part with me. And the reason why Peter didn't want Jesus to wash his feet is because that means that if I get the position, I got to do the same thing. I just want to take the mask off of religion for a minute. And so that Jesus wouldn't be walking around with 12 men that thought he was about to be the overthrow of the Roman Empire. He had to set them down and talk with them. And so when they got into Caesarea Philippi, I said, before we go any further, I got a question for you fellas. I know we've been walking real strong together and you've been seeing the miracles, but I got a question. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, and I told you before, we misquoted it. Who do men say that I am? No, that's not it. Because he hadn't revealed the true essence of it to the disciples yet. And they still think he Mary's boy, the Son of Man. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist, raised from the dead. Some say that you are Elias, raised from the dead. And others say that you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Jesus said, oh, really? Good. Thank you. I just want to know what the consensus was amongst the people. But now that y'all are with me and you've seen what's been going on, who do you say that I am? Imagine the question being posed to the 12 men who are walking alongside him all this time. Hallelujah. But the revelation of who Jesus is can only come the closer you get to him. Who do you say that I am? And 11 of the 12 went mute. 11 of the 12 are in quandary. And there's no answer from them. But one impetuous, hot-tempered, kind of borderline violent guy raises his hand up slowly. Pastor, why are you adding all these different scenarios? Well, because what he was about to say was a revelation that can get all of them killed if religion heard them say that. Religion would have killed him if he had openly said what he was about to say. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin would have put him to death, calling him a heretic, spewing out blasphemies. For no man knew this. What he was about to say, no man but Mary knew this. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou, you're not just Mary's son. You're not just Joseph's stepson. You are the Christ. Wait a minute, he has no pedigree. He's been raised up as a carpenter. But you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you can imagine the gasp of the 11 men sitting around, for this is a revelation that they did not know. They told him what was being said, but they didn't know who he was. Are you hearing me? That's the crux. That's the problem with religion. We've got the form, but we don't have the revelation. Yehoshua. We want the certain song that will titillate us. We want the certain song that will stimulate us. We want the certain preaching that will cause us to get emotional. But when the emotion is gone and when the song is over, what do we have? What do we have? What do we have? After we finish high and lifted up, what do we walk away with? And when he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus smiles and answered and said, hey, flesh and blood has not revealed this. Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood could not reveal this to you. But my Father you've been talking to. My Father's been talking to you, but my Father in heaven. And because you know who I am, now let me show you who you are. Now that you know who I am, let me credential you and give you your rightful position and purpose. And I say unto you that you are Peter. You are not Simon Bar Jonah. You are Peter. You are not Simon's son. You are Peter. I hear what I'm saying. You are Peter, Petros, small stone, small rock. That's what Peter means in the Greek. Small stone, Petros, small stone. I told you before, why small stone? Because you are mini me. I am the stone. I am the stone that the builders refuse. I am the stone. I am the stone hewn out of the mountain. I am the stone. I am the chief cornerstone. And I call you Peter. You are a mini version of me. I credential you today. I deputize you today. I authorize. You are Peter. And upon, being that we're talking about rocks, upon this rock, this is where the Roman Catholic got a little wrong. Because they thought that that rock was Peter. And so they called him the first pope. But Peter was a small rock. Too small for this church to be built on. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. You can't build the church on the mini version. You need the true stone itself. The church is one foundation. Is Jesus. And I said unto you, you are Peter. I change your name because I'm giving you your true purpose. And I'm going to give you some credentials. for you to utilize. Upon this rock, what is the rock? The revelation that I am the Christ. The revelation that I am sent from heaven. The revelation that my Father gave you. That I am the Messiah. And this is the first time that the 12 are hearing this, and they've been walking with him. Hallelujah. Somebody here may be getting a better revelation, a more clear revelation, that it's not just a religious experience, it is a life change. He said, upon that revelation that my Father gave you, I will build my ecclesia. I will build the called out ones. I will build my church. I'll build my church so sturdy. I'll build my church so strong. I'll build my church so dominant that the very gates of hell itself won't be able to stop my church. That Satan and all of his power won't be able to stop my church. That the problems that the demons present won't be able to stop my church. That the gates of hell shall not be able to prevail against. Wait a minute. Can I stop there for a minute? That the gates of hell, that means all of the powers of hell, that means all of the purpose of hell, won't be able to prevail. That means won't be able to win. It may hit us, but it won't win. That assignment from hell called cancer may hit us, but it won't win. That assignment called heart disease may hit us, but it won't win. That assignment from hell called diabetes may hit us, but it won't win. I don't hear anybody here. Whatever the attack, it won't. Because we are founded upon Jesus, founded upon Christ. He is our foundation. And the gates of hell got a problem with us. I'll say it again. And the gates of hell have a problem with us. Why? Because the next thing Jesus said gave Satan and demons a problem. And he said, I will give you credentials. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever. In other words, I don't care what you come against. Whatsoever. I don't care what problem you find. Whatsoever. You're about to make me lose it here. Whatsoever you use your credentials to do will be validated from me in heaven. You're not just carrying a piece of paper. You are carrying the authenticity and the truth that God has qualified you, that he has anointed you, that he has empowered you. Whatsoever you bind on earth, y'all better hear me. And I'm having a wonderful time binding things up these last couple of weeks. Whatsoever you bind on earth cannot resist you, cannot withstand you. I watched Jaleesa go through, and whatever she believed and bound up has been canceled now. This scripture works. She used her credentials. She used her credentials. credentials. And when the doctor said cancer, she had to pull out her credentials and say, I'm sorry, but I'm a diplomat from another kingdom. I'm an ambassador from another place. And that cannot be the last word. The one who authorized me gave me the power to bind up things on earth. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. She bound up whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. She put that to the test and she proved that it's true. For the cancer that came to kill her got killed by her faith. Canceled by her credentials. I said canceled by her credentials. You gotta flash your badge and you gotta stand in your authority. And you gotta take some things under control. And you gotta bind that thing up. Somebody just do this ceremony and say, bind it, bind it, bind it. So tight that it can't be used. Bind it, bind it, bind it. So tight that it can never work. Bind it, bind it, bind it. And it shall be bound. Sister Kim came down with cancer about the same time. Went through so many, many sessions of chemotherapy and then radiation and then other treatments. But she would put her mask on, come into the sanctuary, sit away from the people, and praise God in the back. Why aren't you home? Hallelujah. Because I've been deputized. I carry the authority. I've got my credentials. And I come into the household of worship so I can be with people of like mind. And so that we can kill this thing together. Today, she's totally cancer free. And standing right in the back. Use your credential. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth, I loose healing. I loose deliverance. I loose prosperity. I loose peace. I loose joy. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So that means you got to go through your household and loose the presence of God. Go from room to room. Loose the presence of God. I command peace in my house. I command love in my house. In the name of Jesus, I command calm in my house. I don't hear anybody here. You got to do like my grandmother. Open up the front door. And say everything not like God. Get out of here. I am credentialed. I am legitimized by God. I am no one seeking a position. I'm one in a position. I'm not just pastor. I'm son of the Most High God. Wherever I go, everywhere I go, I'm a son of the Most High God. Every seat I sit on becomes a throne. My position doesn't change. My purpose always supersedes what people think or say. When I'm walking in my position, I'm really walking in my purpose. Went to a church and they said, no, Pastor, come up to the front. I don't need to come to the front. No, Pastor, come up to the front. I'm fine right here. But you're a pastor. I know I'm going to be a pastor right where I am. Because wherever I sit, my purpose doesn't change. I got to tear some of this stuff up. I got to tear some of this stuff up. You ain't got to give me no throne on the pulpit for me to sit down on and have my cohort sitting next to me, carrying my bags, wiping my head. I can wipe my own head. I don't need servants. I need to serve. Oh, God. Oh, God. Came in today. Came in today. Had my Nike Tech hoodie on. Got caught right here. Went in the back to fuss. When I came down, little girl met me. Said, Pastor, can you pray for me? She told me what she was going through. I didn't push her off to the elders. I didn't say, hold on, baby, let somebody else pray for you. Because I'm here to serve. And I laid hands on that precious girl. And I prayed for her. And I said, God, honor her faith. Honor her faith. And by the time the service is over, let all things be well. Hey, Shonda. And I told her at the end of the service, come back to me and give me a testimony. Because you, I don't care if you're 12 or 11, you overcome the enemy. Years old, testify, talk about it, speak about what God did for you, and you'll find that you will overcome the thing that came to overcome you. You ain't got to be old. You just got to know who Jesus is. Suffer the little children and forbid them not, because they've been credentialed too. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Yeah. For such is the kingdom of heaven. That means I've credentialed them too. Let me take the preach off. What I'm trying to get across to you is simply that you're not using your credentials. You're not using your credentials. God has given you power. Jesus said, behold, I give you power. That means I authorize you. That means I give you authority. That means you carry credentials. He said, behold, I give you power. Hallelujah. power to do what? Tread. Walk on. Stomp on. Serpents and stomp on. Scorpions and stomp on. All the power of the enemy. That means the enemy's not supposed to be on you. You have been credentialed to be on the enemy. Anybody? Anybody? And anybody? We got this thing backwards. The devil's on my track, trying to turn me. He ain't on my track. He's under my feet. You better hear me. He doesn't have the credentials to be on the same track I'm on. And if he tries to get on my track, I step on his head. Y'all not hearing what I'm telling you. I'm not gonna let the devil beat me at this thing. I have been authorized by God. I have been chosen by the Most High. I have been given the deputization. I carry the authority. Authority comes from the root word author. That means somebody of some power. Someone who wrote the writ. Somebody who wrote the decree. The author of the book. The author of the law has given me the qualification to stand and to exact and to execute his law. That is authorized. In other words, I got this directly from the author. And if you don't want to listen to me, then you got to listen to him. Because he's the author and the finisher of this faith. Are y'all hearing me? He said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and over some of the power of the enemy. And over most of the power of the enemy. We know the scripture, but we don't believe it. Because if that's what he credentialed us to do, then why are we letting the devil have so much say so in our lives? You need to buck up, square them shoulders, and turn around today and walk into your same situation and knock on the devil's door and say, excuse me. Your eviction notice is now. I'm not giving you 30 days. I've been authorized to evict you. So get your stuff, and I'm gonna help you to the door. And you're not welcomed here anymore. Somebody say, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. You're saying the problem that you're dealing with, I want you to deal with the trial and say it with authority. Get out, 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 get out. Get out! Get out! Get out! of the enemy. Every demon is screaming. Every demon is screaming. Every purposeful power of Satan is destroyed. My God and Savior. We have the credentials. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. Satan doesn't want you to believe this, but somebody caught on. Over all the power of the enemy. But then he even goes a little further. Jesus, what are you saying? He goes a little further. Giving me power over the enemy is one thing, but then you make me impervious to his ultimate plan to destroy me. And Jesus says, and nothing shall by any means be able to throw you over, be able to conquer you, be able to destroy you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is the verbiage and the promise of Jesus for every credentialed person. And the enemy's greatest attempt cannot withstand my faith. The enemy's greatest attack has got to bow before my faith in God. Everything that he shakes, I've got the power to stop the shaking. And if the shaking doesn't stop, I've got the power to endure till it does. Hey, y'all. If you're going to carry the credentials, use them. If you're going to carry the credentials, use them. Yes. Let the enemy understand. I know who I am now. And I know the authority that I have now. And I refuse to give you the authority that belongs to me. I know some of y'all came today just, I wonder if he can really preach. I know he sings, but I wonder if he can preach. Let me tell you something. My songs can't save a person. My song doesn't bring about salvation. Only the word does. In this church, there is no celebrity. There's no celebrity. If you want to, say, if you think I'm a celebrity, then I got to change your mind. Because my greatest position is bending low. And helping those that are in need. And being the chief servant. And that's where you've got to go. You've got to get to the point of servitude that demands strength. Servitude demands strength. Anybody can beat you into a position. That's called subjugation. Amen. But submission is something you do by your own will. And you've got to be strong to to submit and not lose your purpose. I'm finished for now. But I want you to carry your credentials in power. Amen. I want you to carry your credentials in power. Jesus in the book of Matthew said twice, in Matthew 16 and in Matthew 18, he gave the same credentials and deputizing twice. Amen. He said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He means what he's saying if you will just believe what he's saying. Sitting on a plane today, praying. All right, God, it's time to take off. All right. A little shaky. A little milkshake. And I'm sitting back saying, okay, well, Jesus. Because I don't usually get nervous on planes. Daniel, I'm pretty good. That thing starts shaking. We're taking off from Atlanta. And I'm saying, all right, Jesus. And they made the mistake of saying that this is the first time this plane flew. It was a new plane. It's a brand new plane. Some things you need to keep quiet. Yes. And I'm sitting there saying, well, maybe you shouldn't have said that. Because now I'm a little concerned. And so I started praying. And I covered my mouth, and it hit me. Don't cover your mouth. What you care if these people see you praying? And I started praying out loud. Now, Lord Jesus, I ask of you, give us safety. And then the Lord says, command it. Whatever you loose on earth. You ain't got to say that twice, Kevin. You ain't got to say that twice. All right, I bind up everything that would interfere with this flight. Got my shaky voice. Got my Martin Luther King voice. I bind up everything that would interfere with this flight. Come against hurt, harm, and danger, sickness, and death, mechanical failure, human error. Amen. I just went down the line. Amen. No electronical breakdown, no mechanical failure. Don't let the brakes go out. We remove all the birds out of the way. Until the woman next to me is looking at me saying, man, you're really into this, aren't you? I smiled at her and said, you better thank God I am. And when we landed, she hit me and said, thanks. I had to pull out my credentials. Had to let the enemy know I'm on this flight. Maybe you didn't see my boarding pass, but I'm on this flight. This flight will take off and arrive where it's got to be. Because God didn't give me this message to die on a plane with it. Now that I gave the message, I better pray. Are you hearing me? I make light of this thing, but hey, y'all. God has absolutely authorized us. And we're letting things happen in our lives that should not be taking place. We're rolling with punches that we should be punching back with. Amen. I admonish every one of you to go home, walk through your house, and don't mind who hears you praying. And use your authority Afro man. There you go. Use your authority, Afro man. I'm trying to tell y'all, no matter how young or how old you are, use your authority. You have been credentialed. Now praise God.